Oh, yeah, I coached at Gildner for 10 years and had a lot of success there, and went to the state tournament quite a bit and was lucky enough to win a couple of state championships. So we had great kids, and we got good kids here at the Ansley and Litchfield. I'm now the principal of Litchfield, so this has given me an opportunity to get to see the kids in Ansley a lot more and just get back to seeing kids again. Our philosophy, you know, just after my years of experience, you know, I like to play man-to-man on defense, and we want to be a physical team and try to outwork people every night. You know, we've been really focusing on just getting ourselves better every day here in the preseason, not really looking at our schedule too much. We just are installing some new things, and, you know, Coach Schirmer has done a good job of getting them on playing a lot of basketball in the last few years, and we're just building off of that. And, you know, on offensively, you know, we have some decent size and a lot of athleticism, so we're going to try to use that to our advantage. And some returning experience with Chris Bates and Justin Bailey, they're kind of our leaders right now.
Coach, this is a team that comes into the 2018-2019 season with a lot of optimism, especially how the boys finished at the end of last year. Once Chris Pates came back from injury, the team really started to gel towards down the stretch. And, you know, having conversations with you this past summer, they kind of picked up where they left off at the end of last year.
Yeah, I think they've been excited. We've had really good attendance at our summer stuff and practice, and I think that both sides have been working in the weight room. We're doing some morning shooting. We've been getting good attendance at that. And, you know, you got four seniors, Chris Bates, Justin Bailey, Reed Brockmeyer, and Ethan Samuelson. You know, they know they had a good start to football, and they've talked about that, but they know they've got to finish it a little bit better in football. And it's your senior year, and we want to start hot, but we want to just get better every game.
Well, Coach, your opponents here as you open up the season at home tonight here on the Friday night against Brady. Talk a little bit about this home opener here for your boys, about this Brady team. Obviously, in the early part of the season, it's kind of hard to get an idea of what teams are going to bring at you, but what do you know about Brady? What do you know about this this upcoming Eagle squad?
I don't know a lot. You know, I've tried looking for their I don't think they played a Jamboree game, and you know, I'm pretty sure they have a new coach, and so and it'll be their first game. It'll be our second game. So, you know, we're just going to have to worry about us tonight and go from there, try to pick up as much as we can the first quarter and make our adjustments. But there's not really a lot of film to watch. And well, last year, you know, we played them at the beginning of the year, so they've changed a lot. And the conference tournament was kind of more of a pressing game, and we're not going to do that, so I don't really know what they would do against our defense. So, and they have a new coach, so they might be able to get a little bit more film on us, but you know, we just need to worry about us tonight.
And Coach, what's the emphasis? You mentioned just being worried about us here in the early portion of the season, where you don't have a lot of tape and you don't have a lot of ability to scout and see what teams are going to bring to the fold, so to speak. How important is just to focus on what we can control, focus on what we need to do to get the job done?
I think that's been our message from day one, that we can control our effort on defense. We can control how we close out. We can control our execution on offense. We can control how many risks we take on offense. We can't control every night if the ball's going to go in. We can't control if the other team's ball going to go in, but we can control if we box out. So, again, kind of like the theme, and I hate to do too much coaching, is, you know, worry about us and those little things about closing out and forcing left. And, you know, I'm sure our boys are tired of hearing me say that, but until we do those things, we can't move on to the other stuff, to the more plays or more game playing on what we want to switch or trap. We got to get the basics first on our defense.